Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. The title of today's presentation is The Way Out, How to Rule Your World. And it's really about how to get out of those situations in your life that you feel so desperate to escape from, when you feel constrained, imprisoned by your circumstances, when you want to get out and feel that you can't. This is how to escape from any problem, like the problem of a relationship in which you and your spouse seem stuck in bickering, and you can't stand the bickering. It's driving you crazy. You feel psychologically straitjacketed in the experience. You feel stuck. It's the way we often feel around our family around the holidays, when we realize how dysfunctional all of the relationships around us really are, and we can't seem to be authentically who we are. We've lost touch with the person we were before we came, and we want out so badly. Well, here's your formula for escape, the way out of every experience that you feel is wrong for you. It's also how to rule your world. What you really want out of is your reaction. You're feeling stuck because you're trying to control rather than simply letting it go. You're reacting to what's happening based on your urge to control the circumstances, to control the situation, to change the situation, to get out. You might feel trapped in your reaction about money. You might feel that there's just no way that you are going to get out of your financial straits. Whenever you're feeling stuck, you're stuck in reaction. Reaction is the essence of suffering. What you're trying to control is really in control of you because of the way you're trying to control it. What this is really about is the way out of the reactive patterns that cause you to feel stuck in circumstances you desperately want out of. Anytime you're experiencing any sense of indecision, it means you're stuck in reaction. And your reactions perpetuate the conditions you are reacting against. So when a parent reacts to her child's behavior with feelings of frustration or anxiety or annoyance and shouts out a complaint or a criticism or a command in reaction, what she's actually doing is perpetuating the very condition she's reacting so hard to change. Anything you are reacting to is in control of you. You're not going to get out of that situation by reacting to it. It may sound illogical, but as we develop this principle of the way out and how to rule your world, you'll see how sensible it really is. Find an alternative to reaction, and that alternative is what we call your point of leverage. Your point of leverage in any situation is your area of strength, skill, and inspiration. There is something that you are gifted in, that you're strong in, that you're skillful in, that you are inspired when you're engaged in. It might be writing. It might be humor. It might be being dramatic. You have a strength, a skill, an inspiration. It's what you're best at. And the way out of any situation you want out of is, instead of reacting to those circumstances you want to get away from, instead of reacting to that situation you want to change, instead of reacting to that person you wish would change, stop focusing on what you want to change and instead concentrate on doing right here, right now, what you're good at with the aim of achieving what you desire. Instead of reacting against what you don't want, Rely on your strength and skill and inspiration to achieve what you do want. And then there's nothing opposing you. You're not aware of any opposition. You're only in your groove, your inspiration, your power. So what you need to do is to find out what you're good at, what you feel empowered doing, what you feel inspired by. If you don't know what you're inspired by, what you're good at, you can, of course, experiment with different things until you find out what it is. But generally, you'll find that you are most inspired doing what you want to do best, what you would love to be best at. You have the most potential in the area that you are most inspired to excel in. So here's how you might apply this in parenting. If your child is refusing to do something that you want him to do, rather than going into conflict about it, rely on your point of leverage to achieve what you're looking for. If you know that your strength in parenting is about bonding with your child heart to heart, making a really good, loving connection with him or her, go into a connection and then start applying your direction. If your strength in parenting is playing with your child, engage in play with your child as you lead your child in the direction you want him to go in. What you'll find is that you get frustrated when you're relying on your weakness, on a reaction, to control your child, to control the situation, instead of doing what you really want to be doing in the present moment. You want to integrate what you really want to be doing in the present moment with what you want to accomplish. So if the most important thing to you is to lead your child in a particular direction, your task is to do that in a way that you feel inspired by, empowered by, that you enjoy, rather than just trying to control your child with stress and strain. For instance, you might be really great at humor. You might be really good at getting people to laugh. So if you're in a situation where people are seemingly hostile toward you, rather than going into conflict with them, go into comedy with them. Often, what we feel most frustrated about is a problem that really isn't ours to solve. For instance, you might be artistically inclined and love to paint, and you find yourself getting into an argument with your spouse, which is something you can't stand doing, fighting, struggling to try to get your point across. You might just let it go and start painting. In other words, do what it is you really want to be doing for an objective you really want to accomplish, rather than letting yourself be sidetracked into conflict and contention. Whatever it is that is really what you want to be doing, what your passion is, what your inspiration is, that's your point of leverage. And that's what you apply to make your life work, to rule your world. And when you allow yourself to be distracted into reaction, well, that's when you're feeling stuck and trapped in a life that's not right for you, because that's not what you want to be dealing with. You don't want to be doing that. What do you really want to do? Relying on your strength. Your leverage point gives you the power to move the entire universe in line with the destiny of your fulfillment. There is never a situation in which you are prevented from following the path of your true inspiration in the present moment. You always have the opportunity to cultivate, develop, and rely on a strength in line with the goal that you want to accomplish. Now, the biggest impediment to the process of getting out of those circumstances you can't stand and truly ruling your world is blame. Whenever you're blaming for what's going wrong, you are overlooking your responsibility for bringing it about, what you have done to bring about this problem that you wish wasn't here. And by identifying what you do to cause yourself misery, you find all the power you need to leave that miserable situation. But as long as you blame someone else for your problems, you are overlooking the way that you set yourself up for those problems. And the essential way that we set ourselves up for our problems is by getting caught up in reactivity rather than focusing on what we want to achieve and how we want to achieve it, how we want to achieve it. Is your life full of obligations so you feel like you never have time for yourself to do what you really want to do? Well, that's a life of misery, of suffering, of emptiness. You're in the void. And there is absolutely no need for you to be there. It is a choice that you're making because you believe you have to make it. But if you examine your own beliefs, you'll realize that they are nothing but a belief that you really don't know. And all you do know is that living this way is not working for you. It's making you depressed. It's making you miserable, and it's making you make other people miserable because we can't help but do everything within our power to make other people feel the way we feel. Whatever situation you feel stuck in, those feelings of feeling stuck and conflicted and unhappy and unfulfilled and dissatisfied are signals that you have lost your way. You're getting too caught up in the events and the circumstances that you're conceiving yourself into, because really all circumstances are conceptual. You're conceiving of these circumstances, even though they appear to be outside of you. If you really look, you'll see even the idea that they're outside of you is actually inside of you. But while you're conceiving of these circumstances that you feel trapped in, what you're not doing is identifying, number one, the circumstance you want to create. What do you want to cause? You do have the power to cause what you choose, but you'll never know that until you use the power. And the way that you use the power is to first to identify, what do I want to achieve? And the next thing is, how do I want to achieve it? What is my inspired action? And you need to really give yourself to that activity. That is how you generate the results you want, through inspired action instead of miserable and misery-producing reaction. Reacting to what you don't want perpetuates it. Identifying what you want and the way you want to achieve it is the way to rule your world. One of the great distractions from this process is the belief that we should be further along by now. We should be in different circumstances, that our circumstances are the problem. Your circumstances are never the problem. Wherever you are in your career, in your relationship with your kids, wherever you are in your life is not the problem. Any problem that you're encountering is due to you reacting to the circumstances you're conceiving of rather than simply focusing on, what do I want to accomplish? How do I want to accomplish it? And then the third question is, what can I do right now to get engaged in the accomplishment of my mission, of my purpose, of what it is I truly want to accomplish? What can I do right now for it? Instead of beating yourself up because of the results you're not getting, instead of judging your circumstances as wrong or inadequate because they don't match your goals, it's releasing yourself from those feelings into being the power of cause of what you want. To cause what you want, you have to be in the process of causing it. That's your focus, not the effects, not the results, but the cause. What can I do right now to cause what I want to be? And stop imagining that it's not good enough, that it's going to take too long, that it'll never happen, that you don't deserve it, that it should have been here by now. Just get involved in causing it wherever you are, whether you're in the basement or in the penthouse. Work on causing what you want the way you want to cause it, by relying on your gifts and talents and love and power and inspiration in the present moment. This is where to cause what you want. Be at the cause level, and you'll discover that you have the power to cause what you choose to cause. Now, there are four levels, four worlds in which we function. And to rule your world is really about ruling your worlds. You live in four worlds. The way to rule the world below is to enter the world above. The world above rules the world below. Now, here's how I mean that. The first world that we live in, we could call the physical world. It's the world of money and physical health, bodies, the material world, we can call it. That's the first world. Individuals who are working on that world exclusively tend to be at the lowest economically, because they're only working on that world. They're trying to rule the physical world from the physical world, engaged in just manual labor, just the physical activity involved in work. So how do you rule the physical world? By rising above the physical world and going into the psychological world. Now, this is a major breakthrough for many people when you start to recognize that your psychological world rules your physical world. For instance, some people believe that just doing the physical work involved in their task is doing their job. Others know that the attitude you bring into that work has a tremendous impact on the results you achieve. What is your attitude? Are you angry, frustrated, unhappy, depressed, discouraged? All of that means that you are unconscious on the psychological world. Because as you pay attention to what you're thinking and to what you're feeling, you wake up to the psychological world and you find yourself capable of dispelling all those conditions. You start to realize, you discover that reacting to your events is why you're suffering. And you start to realize that reacting psychologically, emotionally reacting to what's happening keeps you where you don't want to be. You also discover that the psychological world rules the physical world in terms of health. Your physical body cannot do well when your psychological state is in extreme chaos. A heart attack can be caused by a psychological state. Your appetite, how much you exercise, all of that is ruled by your psychological condition. On the physical level, we manifest what we think about. However, the problem with that is that anyone who starts using visualization and positive thinking to rule their world may find some small positive results, but usually it doesn't work for them because they're not working on becoming aware of the psychological world to the extent that they realize how much they're engaged in negative visualization. You spend 5 minutes visualizing yourself rich, and then the next 5 hours worrying about going broke. As you awaken to your psychological world by simply paying attention to what you're thinking, to what you're feeling, what's motivating you, how you're reacting, how you're causing yourself to feel the way you feel, how your thoughts are impacting you, awakening to the freedom to think, to change your thoughts, to shift your feelings. You have to pay attention to your inner life, and then you start to awaken to the psychological world, and then you have more freedom of choice to align your psychological life with the physical life you want to bring about. You can express more love in what you do. You can identify the activities that you are inspired to do. And thus, you find that even if you're engaged in manual labor, the choices and the way and the psychological state in which you are engaged in that manual labor makes a huge difference. Now, there is a level above the psychological world, and we call it the creative world. You enter the creative world as you begin directing the psychological world in line with what you want to bring about in the physical world. You become an artist in the art of life. You choose your visualizations. You recognize when you're slipping into a negative attitude, and you recognize how to find your way out of that negative attitude because you're growing more conscious. So you start fashioning and shaping your psychological world to determine the results you want in the physical dimension. That's what a creative being does. The creative being rules the psychological world. The psychological world rules the physical world. And then there's a level above the creative world, and that is the spiritual world. The spiritual world is where you enter a level of humility and receptivity to God. Instead of simply directing your psychological world from a creative level in line with what you want to accomplish, you open up to a higher, deeper, guiding inspiration of what your true spiritual work in the world is. You surrender your ego and place its crown on God, and you submit to divine will. Now, for you to know what divine will is requires you to go very deep into, first, your psychological level, because that sense of spiritual guidance, of doing what you're truly meant to do, it's a feeling, it's a feel-knowing, it's a level of consciousness to awaken to. And that's what we are meant to do as human beings, is to awaken to the spiritual world through the psychological world. You can't skip the psychological world. You can't just decide that you're following God's will because you believe that you are, because you're not aware of the fact that it's really your ego that is driving you into some vain, prideful action based on an inferiority complex. All of that goes on unconsciously in people who just presume they're following divine will without actually examining what's really motivating me. Am I really doing this because I'm trying to impress someone, or because I'm trying to deny how I really feel? Am I really opening up to my darker feelings, to my negativity, to my unhappiness? You have to become aware of all of that. It's not always pleasant. There's a heaven and a hell in the psychological world that you have to go through both. But the process of going through it is essentially fulfilling, because that's what you are meant to do. There's no other way to awaken to the deepest, highest sense of guidance coming from within you as to how to direct your psychological world and what it is you really do want to bring about in the material world. Until you have that awakening and surrender to the deepest spiritual urge within you as your deepest guiding principle, you are going after things that may not really be what you want, that may not really be what's good for you, and that's why you're experiencing so much frustration and opposition in the process. We're not here on earth to just do what we want to do. We are here to discover what we are truly meant to do, because that is ultimately what we truly do want to do. You have something to contribute, something that you want to give to the world. There's nothing preventing you right now from finding out what that is. And as you pursue that deepest inner call within you, automatically what starts to happen is there's an alignment between your creative and psychological and physical worlds, and you begin functioning in line with your true purpose. That's the way out of circumstances you don't want, and that's the way to rule your world. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and for more information about my work, check out my website at boblancer.com. That's boblancer.com. You can email me at bob@boblancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043. For your own personal breakthrough on issues relating to parenting, marriage, and life guidance, would you like to receive my direct assistance in implementing the insights and approaches you hear on this show? Call, email me, or go to boblancer.com to schedule a private professional consultation with me at my Atlanta, Georgia headquarters at Atlanta Unity. You can also attend my monthly seminars on raising our children and ourselves that I present there, as well as my free, informal monthly wisdom sessions to uplift and empower your group, association, business, school, or organization at your location anywhere in the world. Schedule me to present my enlightening and inspiring seminars or keynotes on such topics as parenting, positive child behavior management for teachers, overcoming self-defeating emotions and mindsets, team building, and achieving spectacular goals with life balance. Go to boblancer.com for more information. And go to boblancer.com for an abundance of my free Lancer's Answers in the form of articles and videos that you can view right there online, as well as a comprehensive list of my CD recordings available for purchase. And be sure to look for my life-changing books available at your favorite bookstore and at boblancer.com, including Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Until next time, this is Bob Lancer asking you to please tell your friends to tune in next week at this same time, same station, over the radio and online, for more of Bob Lancer's answers to the challenges of raising our children and ourselves. And please send anyone you know who can use some enlightenment and upliftment to boblancer.com. Until we meet again, may your life be blessed with peace and love and the light of wise solutions that really work.